Ron Van Dam hopes that his show will tickle your fancy. We suggest covering your fancy with both hands. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
How are you? Welcome to the program. Sit down, shut up for a while, I'll take over from here. Most of the things you do don't end up very well, so let me take it. You sit down, leave the driving to me. I will entertain you like some type of sock puppet. Sock puppet. I love that. Are you old enough to remember Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop? Sherry Lewis was the lady... I think. Lamb Chop was a lady. No, Sherry Lewis was a lady. And Lamb Chop was a sock puppet. She took a sock and stuck her hand in it, which is advisable under law, and then drew a little face on the top of the sock and put some ears on it and called it Lamb Chop. And she was very, very popular well before you were ever conceived by your parents. Yeah, what you missed. Man. Actually, she had a pair of sock puppets, but she put them in the laundry one day and lost one of the socks. It happens to everybody, only this one was an actual puppet, so I don't know. You think your day is bad and you lose an entire puppet in the laundry? That's not a good thing. Instead of putting lost children on the on milk cartons, they should put like lost cows on milk cartons. Wouldn't that make more sense? That'll do it. Thank you. That's the introduction part. It's where I make witty little comments while the music's going in the background. Did you enjoy it? Ah, me too. I have a great guest coming up a little bit later in the program. Dr. Julie will be joining us. Oh, yeah. Bend over. Dr. Julie is not a proctologist, much to my dismay. I didn't know that until I had bent over and she said, "What are you doing? I'm a dietitian." I said, "Ooh, I read that one wrong. Didn't see that coming." She actually is a nutrition expert. She's a food expert, health and wellness. She built the Eiffel Tower. She's just incredible what she can do. I did none of those things. She did them all. She joins us today. We're going to talk about junk food. I was speaking to a guest 2 weeks ago, and it was National Junk Food Day, to which I said to myself, how is that a day? How could that be a celebrated day? To remind everybody to eat junk food? What's that, a KFC creation? What the hell is that about? National Junk Food Day? I mean, seriously, pandemic? And you doing a junk food day? What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with me? I actually did the interview with the person about the National Junk Food Day. What the hell's wrong with me? You probably didn't hear that show, so there's nothing wrong with you. But anyway, I figured I'd contact my favorite food doctor, and that's Julie Gatza. And yeah, she knows how to make you feel right. But you can do it to yourself, man. You can take care of yourself, eat the right foods. You know, eating healthy can still be very, very tasty. And we'll speak to her about that. Every once in a while, I get into a junk food slump. So it's just awful. And I feel bad. When I eat junk food, I actually punish myself. I scold myself. I will sit. I hate to admit this to people publicly, but maybe it'll make you feel like I'm just as human as you are, and stop putting me on that pedestal of me being your idol. I mean, I got to tell you, it was just 3 days ago. I was driving around in my car, and I was hungry. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I usually eat dinner at about 6 o'clock at night. But 3 o'clock, and I was just hungry, and I had nothing to do. And that's the bottom line. I had nothing to do. Had I had something to do, this may not have happened, but I had nothing to do. And there in the distance was a golden arch. I thought it was heaven, but it wasn't, and I wasn't in St. Louis. It was the Golden Arch of McDonald's. It looked heavenly, because if you eat enough of their food, you will go to heaven or probably hell, but you won't stay on this planet. But there it was, and I said to myself, this would be the perfect time for a McDonald's hamburger. Now, I didn't go crazy with the double patty crap. I just did a little cheeseburger, a junior cheeseburger, I think they call it. It was $1. Just the cheeseburger, a slice of cheese, and a bun. And I think they put the pickles and the ketchup on it. And no lettuce. That's more expensive for the lettuce. $1, man. I figured $1. $1 to kill myself. How bad can that be? You know, if you're going to commit suicide for $1, then, well, that's a bargain. That's a deal. So I go through the drive-thru window, and there are two or three cars in front of me. I can't remember everything. And they were both ordering like off the map. They cleaned the place out, because I was sitting in line for about 15 minutes just to get a hamburger. And I thought, I didn't pay yet. Why don't I just get out of the line and just get out of here? But something said to me, Ron, you got nothing else to do. You're a total loser. So stay in the line. That's where losers go. And I get up to the front, and this very, very nice lady with a mask on. I don't know if she's happy or sad. I can't tell with a mask, so why even bother to try to figure it out? But she sounded very nice, and she was very clean, and she gave me the bag with the hamburger in it and stuff. And thank you. And I got in the car, and I started driving. And what you do, you know, I always said to myself, with this virus thing going on, don't eat in the car. You know, go home, wash your hands first and all that. But I don't know. I don't know what was wrong with me that day. I hadn't touched anything, so I figured I'm all right. So I started eating a hamburger in the car, and that's when I started punishing myself. I kept driving, but I should have pulled my car to the side of the road, because I had an intervention with myself. Ron, what the hell is wrong? What is wrong with you, Ron? I've raised you all your life. I'm talking to myself, by the way, which you can do in a car, because nobody knows. You're alone in the car. You can do anything you want in a car. And I mean anything. And yes, I even mean that. And if people look through your window to see what you're doing in the car and you're talking to yourself, they think you're on the phone, you know, so they don't know. They think you're on one of those hands-free little Google devices there, you know, your little cell phone thing. So that's totally natural. We used to think people that talk to themselves, when we saw them walking down the street on the other side of the street talking to themselves, we thought, those are some freaking crazy people. Stay away from them, Junior. That is a person that is talking to themselves. That is one sick bastard over there. Stay away. That is definitely a sign of losing your freaking mind. That is one destructive psychopath talking to themselves. Nobody does that. And then they invented cell phones. Oh, and now I have no idea who's crazy talking to themselves, or whether they're on the phone as they're walking down the street with their little hands free, put the little earplug in your Bluetooth and thing. I can't tell who's crazy and who isn't. That's hard now. Knowing who was crazy and who wasn't was such a delight in life, because I could figure out what to do in any given circumstance simply by looking at the person and seeing how crazy they were. Now, I can't tell anymore, because they could just be technologically advanced. They could be the opposite of crazy. They could be advanced people from another planet using our technology. So now I'm totally lost. Oh, it's so easy before to read people. You know, if people were smiling, happy. If people were sad, frowning, not good. You know, depressing. Now with the mask, I have no idea what's going on. I don't even know if they have a mouth or not. I have no idea what's going on. They could be sticking their tongue out, licking their gums. They could have no teeth. They could have orange teeth. I don't know. Don't ever date somebody with a mask on. You know, don't ask them for a date, because then when they show up and they take the mask off and they have orange teeth, you've made a huge, huge mistake. See, you can't tell anymore who's crazy and who isn't. This is my point to you. Are you following me? Are you even still there? Can you breathe a little louder so at least I know that you're present? Let me take a roll call. You here? All right. You're just listening. I get it. You're going along with the thesis here. I can't tell. The only way I can tell who's crazy is if you're a Trump supporter, you've pretty much given me all the information I need. I've just divided my audience. You know, I love everybody. I love people who don't like Trump. I love people who like Trump. Actually, the second part of that comment is not true. Anyway, you'll all come around soon enough. Yeah, I know you will. I know you will. I have faith. I have hope that you will come around someday. Whatever happened to the second coming? What's up with that? That was supposed to happen like forever ago. Wasn't Jesus supposed to come back and save everybody? Where is Jesus? Come on, man. This is a good time to show up. This would be nice. I got a room for you in the back if you want to stay over. Come on. Got a pair of sandals in the basement. Not wearing them. They're yours. Come on. Second coming, third coming. Just come on. Do something positive and save us from this crazy thing, huh? No, everything now is a lesson. That's what Obama taught me. Everything that goes wrong is a teachable moment. You know, I don't want to be taught anymore, okay? My school is out for me. No more teachable moments. Come on. How about a vacation? How about a break from this, huh? Let's get this over with. Come on, you test tube people. Let's get this thing going, huh? Solve some mysteries here. All right, fine. Julie Gatza is joining us. We call her Dr. Julie because, I don't think she minds it, to be honest with you. I should be a doctor. I should just be a doctor. I don't need a degree to be called doctor. I can be a doctor. I met a guy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He was a doctor. And I said, oh, you know, and simply by saying that their name is, it's doctor in their last name, man or woman, it doesn't make any difference. All of a sudden, there's an incredible amount of respect. You're treated so, you can get a table at a restaurant without a reservation. Doctor something, you are in it to stay. You are at the top of the charts. You are the cream floating on the top. However, I met this guy and we're talking and he's a doctor. And I said, by the way, are you a internal medicine? Are you a surgeon? What type of doctor? Are you a dentist? No, I'm a doctor of philosophy. Wow, come on. Seriously? Yeah, they gave me a doctorate. A doctorate. What? They gave me a piece of paper. I'm a doctor. Doctor of philosophy. Oh, geez. What, do you work at McDonald's or something? Well, yeah, but that's besides the point. Didn't I see you last week when you picked up a hamburger? Oh, no, that wasn't me. Oh, no, that wasn't somebody who looked like me, but no, I will never admit to that. I will never, you can put splints under my fingernails. I will never admit that I went to McDonald's to get a hamburger. You cannot make me say it. So if this guy can be a doctor of philosophy and call himself doctor, then I can be one too. Because who's going to check? Who's going to check my papers? Oh, I see. You're Dr. Van Damme? Yes, I am. You can call me Dr. Ron. Okay, fine. I see. Can I see your papers? No, you don't. If you don't trust me, I don't want to talk to you. But I am a doctor. Address me as such, please, next time. What's to stop me from walking into a restaurant? Besides the fact they'd probably be closed. But what's to stop me from walking into a restaurant and making a reservation? Can I have your name, please? Yes, that's Dr. Van Dam. Oh, okay. I don't think you'll have to wait very long. Oh, look, a table is opened up. Follow me. Do they, Dr. Van Dam, and you want a table right now? Can I see your diploma, please? Can I see your credentials? They don't ever, ever, ever say that. Why don't you start lying to get ahead in life? They're harmless lies. All you want is a table in a restaurant. It's not like you're going to give someone mouth to mouth or cure some type of rectal disease. You just want a table in a restaurant. Is that lie so horrible? Is that so horrible? You could be a doctor of philosophy. I'm not talking about a doctor of psychology. I get that. That's a doctor in a sense. That's a mental doctor. But a doctor of philosophy? What? I don't even understand. What your doctorate of what? Now you can philosophize, you can write poems. I don't understand what that is. And don't try to explain it to me because I don't really care. I'm just curious as to what you think the hell is going on here. I'm going to be Dr. Ron, Dr. Van Dam, and I got that Van part of my name, which really, really makes it sound impressive. Yeah, I'm doing Dr. Van Dam from this point on. I don't care anymore. I don't even care. Dr. Phil, he's a doctor of science. He's not a doctor. He isn't a doctor. He'll admit he's not a doctor. He was a forensic doctor, whatever the hell that means. Whatever. He's not a medical. Give me a break, Phil. Give me a break. And he carries that title. Everything. He's not. He's a doctor of egotism, is what he is. Oh man! All right, my guest Julie is Dr. Julie. Sorry, is going to join us momentarily. She's actually a doctor. I'm not, but I'm going to claim that I am, so get out of the way. I can solve various medical problems, like a pain or an itch. I can solve itching. I can just tell you, stop scratching yourself.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, the podcast world's version of painful itching and swelling. You know they sell a cream for that, right? It's over the counter. Works really well. I've had to use it a lot.
Dr. Julie joins us now. Dr. Julie Gotza, we've been speaking for quite a number of years. She is a health and wellness expert, and she's with us today because we need her. As we spend more time at home, and may unfortunately that may even be increasing pretty soon, we're eating more, and are we eating the right foods? We know not. I did an interview last week that a certain day was National Junk Food Day. I don't recall which one, and I don't know why we're celebrating it, but I do. It brought to light some of the things that we eat that, like, why are we eating this stuff? Dr. Julie, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show again.
You know the rights and wrongs of things, and we've talked about various food products and health products and such. But now we're talking about something that everybody digests and ingests, and that's junk food. We seem to be on the same course with junk food as we always have been. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, and partly I think it's simply what you were brought up with. And I think it's hard to get away from the snacks that you were allowed to eat or you snuck when you were a kid. So those are the things that you gravitate to, even though you might be an adult that simply can't handle that toxic load on the system the way that it used to.
Yeah. Now, some of these items are obvious, and others aren't. I know that I always make it up the excuse, anything in moderation. Is that still true, even with these nasty foods?
You know, I agree. I mean, this planet has a tremendous amount of foods to offer. And if you have a weakness for one sort of snack, okay, enjoy that snack. But don't eat it because you're hungry and you're, you're too lazy to make a meal or whatever. Use it as a true treat because you already know it's bad for you. So you might as well do it as one of your bad days.
Well, why are things that are bad for us taste so good? I mean, there are things that are good for us that also taste good, but they're not as easy to eat. What is it? What's in these things that makes us like not stop eating them?
I mean, high fat, high sugar content, tremendous carbs. You know, sometimes, like, I remember when we were kids, it used to have a commercial that says you can't eat just one.
Yes.
Well, they also have different type of chemicals that make you want them.
Oh.
So it wasn't just a matter of it was so tasty you couldn't say no. They really did have chemicals in it, or they still do, that stimulate the body saying, yeah, we're not hungry and we need more.
Well, our first category, potato chips, actually that was a slogan of, I believe, Lay's potato chips. I bet you can't eat just one. And they were right, I can't. they knew what they were doing. Potato chips, they seem so harmless because they're so thin, but I guess they're not that harmless.
Yes, you know, and there are healthier potato chips that, you know, you see all the time now that have popped up at the grocery stores. But, you know, in general, what I find people do is they're hungry, they're coming home from work, they don't want to sit back and, you know, make a meal quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So they eat potato chips, you know, not just a couple of handfuls, but what they've just done is they've put a load on the body that the system just does not break down very well. And now it's toxins, and I call it reverse food in this case because it doesn't have nutrition in it. It uses your nutrients to get rid of it.
Yes.
So it's reverse nutrition.
Wow. Here's something that I always grab for, and I find here reading what you've put together that it's not a great idea, these mini cheese sandwich crackers. They're great with an alcoholic beverage or just as a snack. But then you're listing calories here of 160 for a serving. And, whoa, that's a lot of calories just for a snack and a lot of sodium and everything.
It's so true. I mean, you could, you know, put apples and peanut butter together and be just as satisfied.
I know.
You know, we put peanut butter on a lot of things. Even though I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter as the first choice, it's a heck of a lot better than having something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're supposed to be making enzymes to be breaking down our normal foods. Well, we're already lacking making those types of enzymes. So when you put in something that's, you know, really processed and reverse food, your enzyme systems just basically go, well, we don't even understand this. This is strange food.
Yeah. What about popcorn? I can taste the difference when I do the microwave popcorn. I can feel the greasiness on my tongue and stuff. What about the air popcorn? Is that better, or is popcorn itself not a good idea?
You know, popcorn is low in fat. It's a simple food to make. Corn in general is a bit rough on our digestive system.
Oh.
But if you're going to have the lesser of evils, then feel free to make, you know, popcorn in the air popper. Even on the stove is not the end of the world. It's just, you know, the microwave, there really is a greasy coating that does get into your mouth, and you know what the heck went into that caused that. Plus, microwaving food kills the food in the first place, so now you've got a double whammy.
Eesh. What about granola bars? I thought those were healthy, but I'm reading on the packages that maybe not so much.
You know, there's healthy granola bars and unhealthy ones, but what I do find with granola bars and protein bars in general is people are using those as substitute for meals. So now you're putting something in that's, you know, the only source of protein is really the nuts, and nuts are already sort of, you know, pounded. It's not necessarily the best of foods to get your protein source from. And so you're putting a load of calories in, you're putting, you know, a lot of carbohydrate in, you're calling it a meal, or you're not hungry enough for a meal when you have that, or you're putting it in kids' lunchboxes and yeah. calling it a day, you'd be a heck of a lot better to send them with something healthier rather than, you know, a granola bar.
Well, let's talk about the healthier options as opposed to some of these easy junk foods.
Okay. So, you know, I was always, I packed a lunch for my daughter her whole life when she was in grade school. Mm-hmm. And we did a fair amount of apples and peanut butter as far as snacks. We put peanut butter on celery sticks. We used a lot of almond butter as well because it's better for you than peanut butter. You know, we did a lot of roll-ups as far as deli meats. Okay, mm-hmm. deli meat's not the greatest, but get the better one. And we would roll up guacamole or hummus in it, or if she didn't want that, we'd put lettuce in it and a tomato, and she would eat that rather than a sandwich, throw a little toothpick into it. And, you know, my daughter ate a heck of a lot of turkey roll-ups. And satisfied, you know, healthy, the body could break it down. The digestive enzymes that we make could break down the snack, and she, you know, did very well. And, you know, I looked at other kids' lunches, and I was cringing at what the heck was in those when she'd bring home the wrong lunchbox.
let's talk about peanut butter, because that can be healthy, but yet peanut butter has sugar in it, so I'm a little confused about that.
Yeah, it's a confusing area. One, peanuts are tough on the body in the first place. They're a hard food to break down. So, you know, but it's so delicious. It's easy. It's you know, well-known, so I don't want to just say don't eat it. But when you're eating the very popular brands that we've known from being kids, they're a lot more sugar. When you eat the natural brands, you're doing yourself a big favor. You don't need that amount of sugar in the peanut butter. And once you get used to not so sweet, you start to realize how sweet the popular brands actually are because of the high sugar content.
That's interesting. All right. Now, well, we're talking about the... These are tempting times. We eat to pass the time. We eat while we watch television. We eat when we're stuck at home. And here we are in this situation where these temptations are monumental. Can the body actually be trained by us not to want these fatty foods and these sugary foods?
Absolutely, yes. I've been a doctor for 29 years, and one of the things that I've seen time and time again is people have, do air quotes, no willpower. They're just weak. It's, you know, they're too old. They can't change their habits. And really what's happening is a lot of times the foods that they're eating, they aren't breaking down to get the nutrients from. So the body's constantly craving something to put into the body to give them nutrition. So the most popular thing I've ever given as a doctor is a high-quality digestive enzyme. The one that I use is called Absorbaid. And Absorbaid can break down your meals because it has all the enzymes in it, or it can break down even the snacks that you're eating. So if you're eating healthy snacks, great. You'll break those down, get nutrients from it, and lo and behold, you won't be as hungry as you thought you were. You'll lose weight. You'll feel better. Your skin is nicer. If you're eating unhealthy snacks, great. Take it as well. It will allow you to break down those things the best, you know, whatever it has to offer in it. So a lot of times these cravings and these, you know, propensities towards this high fat, high sugar is a lack of nutrition that your body is looking for at any level. So it's you know, getting it from a wonderful taste in the mouth and, you know, the tongue is feeling, oh, so happy.
Wow. You know, you gave me a tip a long time ago when we started talking, which was a long time ago, and you said that if you don't put foods in your house that tempt you, then you won't be tempted, and you'll go into the cupboard or refrigerator and get something healthy because that's basically all there is to eat. And that is absolutely true. If you spend the time and do inventory and get rid of the stuff that's harmful to you, that really does help. It's the fact that it's there is the problem, I suppose.
Yes, I totally agree. And I mean, obviously I said it, but you know, when my daughter comes to town, she eats very healthy and we go out and, you know, we fill the refrigerator with all sorts of things because she loves to cook. And it's amazing how the whole dynamic of this household changes because we've got just an amazing amount of food available. We make snacks, we make salads, we make, you know, really great dinners. And it's so fun because you've got all these choices. And all you need is, you know, to get on Google and find a recipe. And, you know, if you're raising children, get them to agree that this is a good recipe. Have them help you make it. You know, same thing with a husband that may be picky. You know, have him pick some things out of that. And you'd be amazed at just having these recipes available and the food available. Yeah. You really start to get creative because, you know, what you get back from your family and yourself is really... It tastes so much better, and they're doing better.
Sure, there's no question. Lastly, Twinkies, they scare me. I don't know. You actually say in your writings that, is that actually food? Is it actually food? I don't know what that is.
I don't think it's food at all, but they fascinate me because we ate a heck of a lot of them as a kid and, you know, used to freeze them and just totally mystified by them. And, you know, the fact that they really can stay around for 20 years and they haven't changed.
That's not right.
I mean, I'm standing on a carpet in my house that's probably, you know, 50 years old and hasn't changed. And I've got to think that that Twinkie has made a very similar product to the carpet is.
I bet the Twinkie outlasts your carpet, to be honest with you. All right. You mentioned if you do have, you can't eat properly, and everybody should, that there is a product that can help digest when that does happen.
Yes, it's called Absorbaid, and Absorbaid will allow somebody to get the enzymes into them to break down all the meals. So people are experiencing gas and bloating and constipation and indigestion and heartburn.
Everybody.
Well, that's simply... Yeah. Everyone does. Yeah. And it's simply your body saying, hey, we don't break down what you're eating. So if you're eating well and you're not breaking those things down, then heck, take enzymes. It gives you the most bang for your buck as far as nutrition in your body.
Interesting.
And if you're eating unhealthy, take these enzymes also because it will help you break down those.
Wow.
It's interesting. They also have one in their line that's called Absorbaid Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take it in between your meals, it gets rid of inflammation in your joints. It battles viruses. It battles bacteria and toxins. So you're not going to do yourself a disservice by getting this Absorbaid Platinum, keeping it, you know, in your kitchen, giving it to your family and keeping it out, you know, just in the medicine cabinet for when you actually need it for inflammation and you have a virus or bacteria and you're trying to, you know, beat that.
Like Trump used to say, what have you got to lose? Only it didn't work for him.
I mean, there you go. So, you know, what do you have to lose on this one?
Okay. All right. How do we follow, not in a stalking manner, but how do we follow you and what you're doing? Is there a website or something?
Yes, there's a website. It's called naturessources.com. And you can read about the Absorbaid and the Absorbaid Platinum. You can find out which type of forms they come in, which they offer a wide variety. Or you can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. And if you use the code radio, you can ask for some free samples, or you can get 20% off your order.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for all the information today. Always a pleasure speaking to you. I can't imagine what we're going to be talking about next, but you always come up with something.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure
all right.
to speak with you, too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Julie, for being with us today. I am not, for a while, I won't be eating junk food after our conversation. It's just for a while. The impression lasts for a period of time, and then I forgot I even did the interview. I'm out of time for today, I am. But I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Yeah, Tuesday. What are you doing Tuesday? Nothing? Okay. Let's do this again. I got new guests, and we'll talk about something different. We'll have a little campfire. We'll roast marshmallows. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. Can you? You can? Well, all right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Wear your mask, and I wish you peace.